you. Bit of Michelle Pfeiffer carpentry going on there.
She's very good, good, good.
And Tim Burton's Dark Shadows.
I'll let you rant and rave about your Oscar in the car. Well, I read a book.
Yeah, well, you have to help.
No.
Anyway.
Hello.
Spoil one thing.
I won't spoil it. No, I won't give any spoilers.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Movie Tactical, your movie review podcast from your friends at BuzzHub.tk. We're not going to number these anymore, like say, hey, welcome to Movie Tackle 2, 3, because last episode was, we said it was number 3, but we actually deleted number 2, so it was actually number 2. I've waited half an hour for you to come so we could start. You're not going to not, why is Star Trek Nation?
As it is.
What is that book?
It's Time Rogers, the teleport record.
Let's say the front.
Beam me up.
Say the front. Beam me up, Jarvis. Alright.
It was just beam me up.
Alright. Beam me up, Jarvis.
They didn't say Jarvis.
Well, I say Jarvis. Beam me up, Jarvis.
Don't if you dare say Jarvis, or else I'll...
It's... And if you want to get that joke, you have to go and look at our Iron Man 3 Honest posters over at BuzzHub. Anyway, on this episode, we'll be reviewing Oz the Great and Powerful, Robot and Frank, and I will be watching the first episode of Firefly for the first time. Hello, I'm Luke. I am the lead film reviewer on BuzzHub.tk. And I'm joined, as always, by my friend and compatriot and Jimmy and Luke Show co-host, Jimmy. To review all of the biggest movies in cinemas right now. We'll begin with Robot and Frank. This is a very small budget indie drama, comedy drama from a first-time director. It stars Oscar nominee Frank Langella, who you may know as Dracula from an old version of that, or he was also played Nixon in Oliver Stone's 2009 Frost Nixon. And he stars as Frank, Frank again, his old, retired...
Two Towers Awards.
Okay, this retired jewel thief who is losing his memory, and his son, played by James Marsden, buys him a robot to look after him and keep him company, and him and the robot start to become quite close friends, and he teaches the robot how to break into houses and steal jewels, and it goes on like that. And then his daughter is played by Liv Tyler, and the woman down in the local library who he has a soft spot for is played by Susan Sarandon. The first half of the film is very, you know, very quaint, enjoyable, kind of quiet little film. Robot is a charming character voiced by Peter Sarsgaard from Green Lantern and Flight Plan. And yeah, basically the first half of it is very enjoyable. Towards the end, it's a very short film, but towards that last quarter it gets a bit confused. It tries to become a kind of somewhat of a thriller, and it just doesn't work. That element of it doesn't work at all. But for the most part, it is very enjoyable. So that's a good film. That's Robot and Frank. We gave that 4 stars, and that is in UK at Irish cinemas right now. Jimmy, what have you been looking at recently? I think you watched Breaking Dawn Part 2 recently, yes?
Oh, yeah. Did you like 5 weeks ago.
Did you enjoy Breaking Dawn Part 2?
I thought Caroline died. I cried.
Yeah. Well,
it was confusing. The way it was like Inception. Like, you think that's the actual thing, and then you zoom out of his eye.
Now that you've seen them all, what's your favorite of the Twilight films? Because mine is still the first one. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the first one. I don't really like any of the other ones that much. I mean, Eclipse and Breaking Dawn Part 1 are both pretty good.
I like the part when he looked into her mind and it was all the bits of them.
Oh, that was like the best part of any movie I've seen ever. I was crying so much at that. That was beautiful. But
for some reason I try to will myself to cry at these movies, but I can't. Like,
I was crying. I mean, I didn't cry throughout the entire thing until that part, and then I was crying until like the end of the credits. I was like, yeah. Yeah, Breaking Dawn Part 2 was pretty good. That's out on Blu-ray and DVD right now.
Can I borrow
it? I don't have it. I'm going to wait till Christmas, and then I'm going to buy the full Blu-ray box set when it'll be reduced down to like...
And then
you'll
give me all those...
Yeah. If you got a Blu-ray player by then.
I'll give you something.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Bye, bye.
Let's see what Jimmy brought in for us. Oh, he must be doing the experiment today.
That's not juice.
James, why did you pee in the bottle again?
Because I felt like it once it has been in Zimbabwe.
It's orange juice. Also out on DVD and Blu-ray this month.
Johnny's bringing in prune juice.
Also out on
what
DVD.
What did you bring in?
We did it like 2 months ago. I don't even remember. I brought in apple juice and oranges.
What did that bring in?
He didn't bring in anything.
You brought in Gandalf oranges, remember?
Yeah. Also out on DVD and Blu-ray this month is The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey, which I was not the biggest fan of. I think Jimmy here enjoyed it a lot more than me. But we originally gave it 4 stars on BuzzHub. I'm going to re-review it on the DVD, and I'll probably give it 3 stars. I think that's about what it deserves. I'd probably give it 2.5, but I mean, yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan, but I do hope for better things from the later films. It was just too long. There was too much uninteresting stuff. They didn't manage to recreate the atmosphere. They tried too hard to make it like Lord of the Rings, and they completely failed. And it was a good fantasy film. It wasn't a good Peter Jackson Tolkien film. But that's on DVD and Blu-ray now, anyway. You can get your hands on that. And what else is out on DVD and Blu-ray this month? Skyfall, of course, which we all loved. It was great, great, great Skyfall.
So what about you and me? Back to my gas.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to review, now let's talk about Oz the Great and Powerful. This is by far the biggest film of the month.
Way over there.
No, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I know you.
The listeners probably haven't seen it.
I know you.
No. I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
So they all die at the end. I haven't seen it.
Oz the Great and Powerful is, of course, Disney's big new Wizard of Oz prequel, directed by Sam Raimi, who, you know, if you don't know Sam Raimi, well, he started off making these really low-budget horror films in the 80s and 90s. Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Drag Me to Hell. They all developed huge cult status over the past few decades. And he, of course, directed the Spider-Man trilogy, the good Spider-Man films, not the shitty 2012 Mark Webb reboot, the good ones, the Tobey Maguire ones. This is his first film since Spider-Man 3, which most people didn't like. I think it's probably the second best of the trilogy. I love Spider-Man 3. I like Spider-Man 2 and 3 equally. But anyway, this is his first film since then, as far as I know. His first major film, anyway. And it stars James Franco as Oscar Diggs, who starts off in the film as a small-time Kansas. He's a magician performing at the state fair. He comes out and he levitates a woman off the ground. This is not spoiling it. It's only spoilers if I go past the first, 10 minutes. There's a girl in the audience in a wheelchair, and she says, "Why can't you make me walk?" And he has no explanation, so he runs away, and then, yeah. Eventually, the strong man accuses him of stealing, so he has to escape from the fair and from his loyal companion, played by Zach Braff from Scrubs and the director of Garden State. So he flies away in a balloon, and there's a big storm.
He lives with his family.
Very, very similar to the one in The Wizard of Oz, and then he arrives in the Land of Oz. And basically from there, there's loads of big special effects. There's 3 witches, played by Michelle Williams, Mila Kunis, and Rachel Weisz. One of them turns into the Wicked Witch of the West, with the green skin and the pointy nose and the pointy hat. But I won't say which one. Yeah, that's kind of the worst part of the film. But you know the bit in the trailer where they make the big ring of fire?
Yeah.
That's not in the movie.
I don't actually remember that.
All right, but it's not in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. But so there's the 3 witches, and
stole that from Harry Potter, you know, in Dumbledore.
Yeah, I know they did as well, but it was in the trailer. So anyway, so then and then he meets this monkey called
I like the monkey.
Called the
name the monkey.
Why?
Because I don't want to know.
Basically the monkey is, you know, in the original Wizard of Oz, how the Scarecrow is basically the same as one of the guys who works on the farm, and the Wicked Witch is the same as the woman who steals the dog. In Oz the Great and Powerful, the monkey, Finley, he is the reincarnation, basically, of Zach Braff's character in Kansas. As one of the witches, won't tell you which, but it's not really that big a spoiler, but I won't say anyway, one of the witches is also, is back in Kansas as his sort of girlfriend / ex-lover person. So he meets the 3 witches, meets Mila Kunis first. She's kind of mysterious but kind of innocent witch, and she thinks he's going to save them all. Then he kind of goes off with her sister, who's the kind of queen witch, who's Rachel Weisz. She kind of runs the Emerald City. There's Michelle Williams, who's this kind of the white good witch from the east. So there's all sorts of that, and then there's all these
creatures. Yeah, that's enough. Okay, that's fine. Enough.
Anyway, so now I have to start talking about it, reviewing it. The 3D. I saw it in 3D. I don't usually go to things in 3D. I didn't watch The Hobbit in 3D. I didn't watch Avengers in 3D. But the 3D in Oz the Great and Powerful is like the best 3D I've seen in two or three years. It's just fantastic. It's the best 3D I've seen since Toy Story 3, I'd say, or Alice in Wonderland. Really great use of 3D. And speaking of Alice in Wonderland, this is being kind of tossed around in the same bucket to that a lot of people are saying, oh, it's the new Alice in Wonderland. Look, it looks exactly the same. Posters are the same. It's nothing like Alice in Wonderland. I hated Alice in Wonderland. It was tasteless. It was just completely studio controlled. There was none of Tim Burton's signature traits. As much as I hate Tim Burton's signature traits, they weren't even in the film. Whereas this is far more of a Sam Raimi film, Disney.
Alice in Wonderland was the best movie ever. That's it's declared. It's been certified by the state.
It's far.
No, it's not your podcast. It's my podcast now. I'm a corrupt evil. I'm Robespierre. I love Stalin.
Yeah. It's a far, far better made film. Johnny Depp is a... James Franco is a far better lead. And the problem with Alice in Wonderland is they didn't know who the lead was. Because Mia Wasikowska was Alice. But then Johnny Depp was the big star whose name was on the poster. And they were very confused with that. Whereas this has its star. It's James Franco. They know what they're doing with this character. And for the most part, it's very enjoyable. Way too long, as is every other blockbuster that comes out. Really, the only big film that's come out the last year that wasn't too long was probably Breaking Dawn Part 2. Like Skyfall, too long. The Hobbit, too long. Les Miserables, too long. Django Unchained, too long. Zero Dark Thirty, too long. Argo, too long.
No one gives a fuck if it's too long.
Dark Knight Rises wasn't too long, but you know.
No one cares.
Like, Oz the Great and Powerful is too long. The last half hour is fairly tedious. There are some lovely throwbacks to the original. I won't give them away, but there are some lovely things. If you're a fan of the original, you will have fun watching this. You'll be like, I know that.
Wait,
that's good.
Those little guys in it, the Munchkins, whatever you call
them. Yeah, they're kind of annoying. I don't like them in it, but. There are some lovely...
They are, but I just want to know if they are in it.
Oh, they're in it, but they sing and stuff. It's... So, now we're going to... I'm going to tell you all about Firefly. I started watching Firefly yesterday. This is, of course, Joss Whedon's cult television series. It was cancelled after 9 or 10 episodes. The network, Fox, didn't enjoy it. But it led on to him to make the film Serenity, which was quite successful. So I watched the first episode, the pilot, which is called Serenity also. And I enjoyed it very much. It was very good. It started Nathan Fillion as a kind of Han Solo type character. Also has some other good actors who appeared in many programs since. It's about 11 years old now. But it really doesn't show its age. It's got very impressive effects for the small budget it had. And the actors' characters are really relatable. The script is very engaging. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I'm looking forward to watching the rest of the series. I will update you as I do that.
Now. You know...
Adelante.
We have a very special, very exclusive movie taco competition this month. You can win a goodie bag filled with stickers and posters from your friends at Movie Taco, related to such upcoming films as The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, G.I. Joe Retaliation, and more. And all you have to do to enter is go to buzzhub.tk, find the post announcing this episode, that's Movie Taco Podcast Episode 3, search for it if you wish, and leave a comment with the answer to this question. Here's the question. In Oz the Great and Powerful, which actress plays the Wicked Witch of the West? Leave a comment on the post announcing this episode and you could win a goodie bag. Closing date to the competition is April 1st. Okay, and that's pretty much all it is for this edition of Movie Taco.
Mr. Singapore is watching.
That's it for this edition of Movie Taco. You can keep up to date with the latest film and television news on our other podcast, The Buzz Room, now fortnightly. And you can keep up to date with what we're up to on a weekly basis on The Jimmy and Luke Show, our award-winning flagship podcast, which is available every single week on BuzzHub and on jimmyandluke.tk. Thank you for listening. Next month, we'll have reviews of The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, G.I. Joe 2, Jack Reacher, Les Miserables from some other people who haven't seen it yet, and many, much more. Join us then. See you.